Coming up this weekend in Tampa, it's the Gasparilla Pirate Festival. The event has changed a lot over the years, as has the food that accompanies it, says Andrew Hughes, an associate librarian at the University of South Florida in Special Collections. Speaking on the Zest podcast, Hughes told WUSF's Robin Sussingham that the popular event, now one of the nation's largest outdoor festivals, started as a sedate and exclusive affair.
It was a celebration imposed on the city by the people at the top. It took some time before, I guess, the rest of the city realized they could misbehave too.
They could join in.
Yeah. So, you know, for a long time, it was a very orderly affair. Everyone, you know, there was no beads. It was all shell casings that they threw, like bullet casings and coins.
Yeah, so let's just describe it for people who haven't been there.
It's like Mardi Gras without Catholicism.
Okay.
That's basically what the elites were looking at. They wanted a Mardi Gras type thing to bring lots of people. And they started to do
into
Tampa, right? Mm-hmm. And they started with a music festival in 1904, I believe. You know, it was nice, but it was very feminine. I think there was no surprises, you know. So the next year it was like, oh, we're going to have the music festival, but look out for the pirates, you know, or there's a big surprise coming. So, and then, of course, all the men got to dress up like pirates and act out this thing. So,
and they had a parade. Then they came in by boat. But
right.
Then they also had a parade. So they were kind of taking their cues from Mardi Gras.
Right. It took a while. They originally arrived on horseback. It took a while for them to bring a yacht into it, and then it took a while for it to get up to that scale, but it began kind of, you know, on the small side, but it always has a parade. So, you know, the idea is Jose Gaspar lands with his crew of merry pirates. They parade, they invade the city. Everyone celebrates the fact, and then they take the key to the city. And then the pirate reign lasts over the weekend, basically. The crew of Gaspar itself still is to some extent, but very exclusive. So rather than open up Gasparilla, the crew, they just opened it up to other crews. And that happened very gradually and over time.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for example, it wasn't until the 1970s that we had the crew of Santiago, which was specifically created to actually represent real Spanish people.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the beginning of it opening up. And then after kind of the debacle in 1990, then you have a lot of things opening up. But in 1990, there was a kind of a lot of bad press around it because it had been linked to the Super Bowl. And so they moved it to Super Bowl Sunday weekend. And a lot of people nationally started asking questions about what Gasparilla was, what it stood for. Did African Americans participate, for example? So once those questions started to come about, well, first of all, the crew quickly kind of retooled to have a kind of a philanthropic mission. So Gasparilla has changed a lot over time, and the actual celebrations have changed a lot. You know, they were very orderly, you know, initially, and, you know, in the middle of the century, like in the 50s and the 60s, you have a lot of people on bleachers, you know, watching the parade. So a lot of the food would have been picnic-type food, but then you also have lots and lots of parties along the route in South Tampa, et cetera. So for a long time, you know, Cuban sandwiches obviously were a huge favorite. And any sandwich slinger in town, their most busy days were all around Gasparilla. You know, if you normally sold 2,000 sandwiches a week, you might sell 10,000 to that week. It would be a huge, huge difference. Also, you know, there's a lot of the other street food that Tampa's known for, you know, devil crabs, things like that. You'd have a lot of vendors. Now it's like, it's all of the people who set up at the Florida State Fair and other things like that.
Find Andy's recipes for his Gasparilla party foods, picadillo and crab chalao at thezestpodcast.com.